Well, whenever there is a storm of some kind, it dumps on somebody's plans. But what if your entire economic forecast for yourself, your family, your business, your employees, your friends, your neighbors suddenly gets buried under a couple of feet of snow? Well, if you're Duluthians, you go, eh, snow, whatever, and you move on. Shannon Lang joins us on the phone this morning. She's the Director of Partnership Development with Main Street Lincoln Park. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning.
So everybody's going, eh, a couple feet of snow, we'll dig out. There's no law that says we can't have Small Business Saturday again.
That's right. It's the perfect reason for a rerun.
Exactly. And you think that, and you think all reruns are bad. Oh, no, 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 no. So let's talk about this a little bit. Of course, there's all of the hype that frankly makes a lot of people tired about Black Friday. And it started with the idea that businesses go into the black on that day. Is that right?
You know, that I've never heard that before. I'll be honest. I've never heard that
before. I thought that that was, they had to work that long, you know, until the...
It certainly makes sense, though,
right. Really.
Right,
right. And yet, for a lot of people, it's just like, no, this is so grim, I can't deal. And so their way of coping has been to maybe, you know, to get on the bandwagon with shop local, shop smaller, that kind of thing. So we had our, you know, Black Friday, of course, and everything was fine. But then Saturday morning of last week came along, and the morning wasn't too bad, but everybody was kind of running around looking over their shoulder and, you know, buying the last rolls of toilet paper and paper towel and cans of soup.
Yeah. There was a lot of question marks as we were, you know, our district and other shopping districts in Duluth have been preparing for Small Business Saturday for our locally owned merchants, and people were getting a little twitchy, a little nervous about what might happen on Saturday.
And what did happen? Now, it's also kind of a shorter shopping season this year because Thanksgiving came late, and so that cut like a week off, you know, the holiday season that for many folks in retail, this is how they plan their year.
Yeah, that the shorter holiday season, traditionally people think about, oh, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, that's sort of that golden opportunity, and people sort of get caught up in, oh, and they're getting invited to this party, and oh, I better get a hostess gift for this person, and all of these things. And so to have that a little bit shorter because of the late Thanksgiving, that's already a little bit of a, somebody scooping,
right.
out of that those shopping days for those, especially particularly with the smaller merchants. And so to have a Small Business Saturday looking questionable last week was, like I said, it made people twitchy, and that I was getting messages from shoppers who had been following the Small Business Saturday and Lincoln Park Facebook event page. They were following it, and because they were watching all the deals come up, and they were messaging me saying, "Is this still happening?" So we had to make a decision about what might happen.
And what did the businesses end up doing last week? Did individual businesses make their own decisions about how late they were going to stay open on Saturday?
Yeah, pretty much. I, you know, we work really well together out in Lincoln Park, and so I had sent out a message to all of our participating vendors and said, "Hey, what do you think?" And you know, it was a mixed bag. We had some folks that were erring on the side of safety and saying, "Nope, we're definitely going to be closing," and some saying, "Well, we'll be open as long as we can," and then we had others that were just, you know, diehard, we're going to stay open, and all is great, and that's fine, because you're going to have shoppers all along that spectrum as well. So word on the street is that there was some busyness in the morning, but dropping off pretty quick when those snowflakes started coming down.
Which, obviously, in retrospect, when we realized how many of the stuck vehicles and the problems that those created down the road, that was probably sensible. But for small businesses, that was not good. But again, the good side, the upside of our interconnectedness. I know one small business owner was getting a lot of messages through his Facebook page from people saying, I want to support you. I wanted to shop with you. Can I buy online? So people have made those personal connections with some of our small local merchants, and they got the Small Business Saturday thing, and they were still trying to do what they could. Was there a lot of that you noticed?
That would be a better question for the vendors, but I would imagine that's pretty true. The tricky part with especially with businesses that make handcrafted items, that sell handcrafted items, is that the inventory is always changing. So online is not always practical for every single inventory item for those small, unique businesses. Particularly when a lot of them are run, when you are the owner and the salesperson and the marketing person and all that, that's a capacity issue. So I put things out to folks and just said, hey, what do you guys think about doing this again next Saturday? And pretty much everybody was all about it and said, absolutely, yes, fantastic. I'm going to extend my deals. And some of them even threw in a few extras. So that was pretty cool, too.
Yeah, nice. So what were you hearing from the members of the public, obviously running the Facebook page and communicating with people that, you get, a second crack at Small Business Saturday, which is always, maybe you're out of town that week or there's something else going on that you can't get out of. And so you're like, I get another chance to do this. And I couldn't have last weekend, but I can this weekend. What are you hearing from the public about Small Business Saturday Take Two?
I think people are getting ready and they are making their lists and checking them twice.
I love it.
I think they're excited, because this, this wasn't just our neighborhood. This was downtown. This is Canal Park. This is Lakeside. This is all of these small shopping areas in Duluth that we are so lucky to have. And that all have sort of en masse. I think we had that collective consciousness to say, let's do it next week. And people are ready to rock and roll and excited to kind of get out and see their neighbors and, go to their favorite places and spend their hard-earned dollars there as well as finding some new treasures out there.
Do you think it would ever be, of course, we won't probably really know until we see how this weekend goes, but could there be a benefit to Small Business Saturday 1, Small Business Saturday 2, maybe, spread out a little, spread out a little bit so that, there's maybe one and then a couple of weeks later there's maybe another one.
Lisa, this is my job. You're taking away my job by putting out these great ideas. No, I think it's a great idea, and we'll see how this rolls, and if it goes well, then perhaps there might be some discussion for next year. You never know.
Could be Small Business Saturday. Could be Smaller Business Saturday.
Never know.
Yeah.
It's all going to be a surprise to be revealed in 2020.
I love it. It's nice to have something to look forward to. Shannon, thanks so much for joining us this morning. It's always a treat to talk with you, and we will talk soon.
You bet. Thank you very much, and everyone, support local.
Shannon Lang, our guest this morning here on Northland Morning, Small Business Saturday Redux, coming up tomorrow. Shannon is the Director of Partnership Development with Main Street Lincoln Park.